9 minutes to 8 o'clock. Talking movies now and talking five great escapism films for the week. Five great movies just to get a little bit of an escape because we need that at the moment. And on the line is our film expert, Gail Edmonds. Hi, Gail. Good morning.
Hi, Ray. How are you? Yeah, so once you've done your 67 minutes and you need just a bit of recharge time before we hit the next week, after the week we've all had, I think that a bit of escapism will do us all a bit of good. So I've had a trawl through Netflix because obviously we can't go to the movies yet. So I sort of split them into categories because I thought, you know, sort of adventure films. There's lots and lots, obviously. But what is very cool is that Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark is on Netflix. And it stands up very well to another watch, I think, for those who are fans of Harrison Ford.
Oh, that's a cool one. I mean, that is actually a classic movie. For those who haven't seen it, see it.
Yes, and even if you have seen it, you can safely watch it again. You won't cringe. And then in the travel division, there is, of course, Julia Roberts' Eat, Pray, Love, which speaking of cringing, I'm not very keen on all that sort of find yourself self-help stuff. However, just not to be too cynical, this is beautiful to look at. I mean, her trip through Italy, her trip through Bali, and of course at the end of it, just to top up that fantasy element, she does meet Javier Bardem, which most people don't. You don't meet him on your holidays, so there you go. So it's definitely escapism.
Oh, I like it. It's a lovely movie, that. It really is a lovely movie. It's a feel-good movie.
Absolutely, and that's what we're looking for, stuff to just sit down, just take a couple of hours and just switch off and recharge. And then in the fantasy category, if you haven't seen Stardust, it's based on a Neil Gaiman, graphic novel.
Yeah.
And it is the most wonderful story about a falling star and a young man who goes to find a falling star for a girl he fancies, only to discover that the falling star in this story is not actually a star as such, but in fact a young woman, and they go on this adventure running away from witches and all sorts. So it's a really wonderful story. It's got Robert De Niro, Claire Danes and Michelle Pfeiffer in it. So if you haven't seen it, it's kind of, when it came out years ago, it sort of slipped under the radar a bit. So it's a really, and you can watch it with the family as well. It's a really lovely story.
Nice one.
And then when you're looking for something in the romantic comedy line, another one that really does hit the escapist button is The Holiday with Kate Winslet and Cameron Diaz. If you remember, they swap homes. So Kate Winslet is an editor who lives in a very picturesque little English cottage. And Cameron Diaz is a trailer maker in Hollywood. And the two need a break, so they do a holiday swap. And Cameron Diaz meets Jude Law on her holiday, which, as I say, that's unlikely to happen to
you. Yeah, doesn't happen every day, you know.
Exactly, and Jude Law, of course, meets Cameron Diaz. So it's a lovely film, and it is a very funny film. I must say, I rewatched that one. It's also quite an oldie, but it also stands up really well for a couple of hours of just switch off time, you know, and Jack Black is also in it, who some of his films are not quite my taste, but he's really wonderful in this. He does look like and come across as a really nice bloke, and in this he really does.
Mm. It's interesting. Just with rom-coms, it's very difficult to find a good one because so often they can be so cheesy or weak, and you start watching them and thinking, is this going to be okay? And then they're so corny.
I agree. I have to say, and they haven't, it feels as though the age of the really great rom-coms is over. Like a lot of the stuff that they kind of stuff onto the streaming channels is, as you say, really cheesy and awful. They have, you know, there used to be some wonderful ones back in the Sleepless in Seattle, you know, even You've Got Mail. You know, but you're right. There is a bit of a shortage of really ones that you don't. Notting Hill was another great one.
That was lovely.
You're right. There's a bit of a shortage at the moment. Like sometimes you start something and you think, oh, okay, no, I don't fancy this.
No, indeed.
And then, of course, I thought historical drama would be a good final one because it took place long time ago. So even if there's a little bit of blood and guts, it's manageable. And so, of course, the ultimate, of course, is Sword and Sandals, Gladiator. Russell Crowe.
Yes, Ridley classic.
Scott, and you can watch it over and over again. I find that opening battle scene, I can watch it over and over again. So I do think that that's definitely one. If you haven't rewatched it lately, and even if you have, you can sort of take a trip back to ancient Rome and just take 2.5 hours off.
Oh, I like
that. We recommend it.
That first, you're right, that first battle scene, I think they take on the Goths in that forest, and he's got his dog with him, and he goes, right, let's rain hell over these people. And he does, and you go like, wow, this guy's the guy.
Wow. Then, it's amazing.
Yeah, it really is a classic. And they've also got Maximus Meridius, and he carries on like that when he finally takes on the Emperor. It's a beautiful, beautiful movie. Okay, I just want to go back to Indiana Jones. And it started out so well with Raiders of the Lost Ark, but then it seemed to lose the plot with the second one, regained it with the third one, and lost the plot with the fourth one. What's going on with Harrison Ford?
I would agree as well. I think, you know what my problem with the Crystal Skull was, the fourth one, the sort of late one where he, is that it just wasn't quite, because it had Shia LaBeouf in it, I think, as the sort of young Indiana Jones. And I did watch it, and I did try and enjoy it, and Cate Blanchett was great as a villain. Mm. But I agree with you, it just wasn't, that first one really was just such an amazing piece of work. You know, it just was so unexpected. And such a wonderful adventure story. You know, they sort of dash through the streets of Cairo and dash through Tibet. And I think that, like anything, it suffers from that problem of sequels, where the idea is sort of done in the first one, and then the sequels are really just riding on the idea of the first one. And I have to say that back in the day, I can't remember the name of the second movie. I know the third one was The Temple of Doom. I've had a complete blank about the second movie title.
That was the second. Second was Temple of Doom, and then they had the one, I think not the Last Crusade, it was Sean Connery. That was the third one.
Oh, gosh, yes, you're right. The Temple of Doom was, and then there was The Last Crusade, you're right. That's the one I couldn't, and that one also, they tried. I did like Sean Connery as his father, and I did think it was a fun idea. Oh, yes. But I agree with you. The first two were definitely the winners. I like the second one. You say you didn't like the second one and liked the third one more.
Yeah,
so maybe we don't agree.
There we go. Yeah. I have to discuss this.
This is the longest conversation, right?
Nice one. Gail Edmonds, good to have you, and enjoy the movies.
Yes, you too.
Thank you. It's Gail Edmonds, and perhaps you've seen the Indiana Jones movies. They are worth it. That first one is an absolute classic. If you are at home today and you're thinking to yourself, what am I going to do? Well, there we go, Indiana Jones. And a few other good ideas also from Gail as well, and what to watch on Netflix, because we can't go to the movies. We just can't. So don't you miss that, going to the movies, and they got the big sound and the big screen, and there's popcorn, and it's lovely. It's a great experience. I hope this COVID-19 at some point just goes away. I think you do as well, so we can get on with our lives. I suppose the only way to do that is to get a vaccination, and then sort of vaccinate and wipe this thing out.